By Grace Alone, November 11. Sanctified Perception. In that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 17:7. The treasures of eternity have been committed to the keeping of Jesus Christ, to give to whomsoever he will. But how sad it is that so many quickly lose sight of the precious grace that is offered unto them through faith in him. He will impart the heavenly treasures to those who will believe in him, look to him, and abide in him. He calls upon his chosen, peculiar people who love and serve him to come unto him and ask, and he will give them the bread of life and endow them with the water of life, which shall be in them as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Jesus brought to our world the accumulated treasures of God, and all who believe upon him are adopted as his heirs. He declares that great shall be the reward of them who suffer for his name's sake. This world is but a little atom in the vast domain over which God presides, and yet this fallen world is more precious in his sight than the 99 which went not astray from the fold. If we will make him our trust, he will not leave us to become the sport of Satan's temptations. God would have every soul for whom Christ has died become a part of the vine, connected with the parent stock, drawing nourishment from it. Our dependence on God is absolute and should keep us very humble, and because of our dependence on him, our knowledge of him should be greatly increased. God would have us put away every species of selfishness and come to him not as the owner of ourselves, but as the Lord's purchased possession. God will honor and uphold every true-hearted, earnest soul who is seeking to walk before him in the perfection of the grace of Christ. Can we with keen, sanctified perception appreciate the strength of the promises of God and appropriate them to our individual selves? Not because we are worthy, but because Christ is worthy. Not because we are righteous, but because by living faith we claim the righteousness of Christ in our behalf.